Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and from our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Well, the decision has been taken from my hands. Against my will, I am being forced to preach from the New Testament. But at least it's St. Paul, and Paul gets it, because he takes us right back to the Old Testament. Many of you, I'm sure, are aware, perhaps all of you have heard of people who have had what is often called near-death experiences. People seemingly die and then come back to life. And people who have gone through this event, this kind of experience, often describe having this feeling of peace and seeing a soft, bright light to which they are drawn. Dr. Maurice Rollins, who's done extensive research on this particular topic and written a couple of books, he has discovered that more often than not, people who have these near-death experiences do not exactly have this feeling of peace. More often than we are led to believe by public reports, quite often what these people experience can only be described as hell-like. They describe a fiery abyss, a torture so horrible that frequently the person's subconscious mind simply blocks it out. From his studies, Dr. Rawlings concludes, unless you know where you are going, it is unsafe to die. Unless you know where you are going, it is unsafe to die. So true. And so many people live with terror of death. So many people dread the unknown of what comes next. So many people actually live in this terrible fear of death because, well, unless you know where you're going, it's unsafe to die. How do we know? Listen to St. Paul. I remind you, brothers, of the gospel I preached to you, which you received, in which you stand, and by which you are being saved. Paul's message to the Corinthians here is quite clear. You don't have to be afraid of death because you know where you're going. For what I delivered as first importance to you, I also have received, that Jesus Christ died for our sins in accordance with the Scriptures, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. Death? Jesus Christ died, was buried, and raised on the third day, and because he lives, so shall we. Because he was raised from the dead, so shall we be. Well, how does St. Paul know that? According to the Scriptures. Now, I know I'm going to step on some toes here. I'm going to do it on purpose. St. Paul here is not talking about the Gospels of Matthew, Mark, Luke, or John. Paul is referring to the Scriptures of the Old Testament. He is making reference to Isaiah. He's making reference to Hosea and to Jonah. Paul is no Marcionite, or a Neo-Marcionite for that matter. No, you see, the Old Testament Scriptures are clear enough, power-filled enough, Holy Spirit filled enough to work faith in the heart of even a crusty Jew like Paul. This witness is of first importance. Of course, then, as backup, Paul brings up some New Testament witnesses, Cephas, the 12, 500 brothers, James, and then for good measure, he even points to himself as a witness of our risen Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. But look at the language, it's so poignant. He even appeared to me as one untimely born, one who persecuted the church, the least of the apostles, chief of sinners, though I be. By the grace of God, I am what I am. And by the grace of God, we are what we are. Sinners, redeemed by Christ the crucified, buried in our baptisms to Jesus Christ, buried with him in our baptisms, raised to new life, saved by grace to walk in the light, saved by the preaching of the word, whether from the prophets or the evangelists or the apostles or Paul, it really doesn't matter. Because it's not about the preacher. It's about the word. And so St. Paul goes on to say, he says, whether it was I or them, so we preached. And so you believed. And we have not believed in vain. Unless you know where you are going, it is unsafe to die. Well, people, we know. We know from the prophets, old and new. We know from eyewitnesses, early and late. We know from the real presence then and now. We know by grace through word and sacrament. We know. And we believe. And we have not believed in vain. For Christ is risen. Alleluia.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
We know. Amen.